For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Thursday morning. Goodness gracious. Here we go again in my normal, oh my gosh. Now we're plowing through the month of June. Please take each day and say, thank you, God, for today. It's gorgeous today. I love you, God. Maybe you had a bummer, you know, kick off to June already. I don't know. But you know what? If you will climb up into the realms of God, you say, well, you know, why do you guys, what's that Christian? You guys always talk that way. I don't even get it. Okay? Let me break it down. Climb into the realms of God. If you will get up in the morning and start your morning by saying, good morning, God. Literally, acknowledge God. Acknowledge Him. And then maybe take, you know, if you're not used to, you know, private devotions, come on, take 5 minutes. Maybe turn on a worship CD or open a Bible and just go to a topic if that helps you. You know, and you get a scripture. You could say, I just talked to someone yesterday who fights depression. Well, get a topic called depression, look it up, and find scriptures that will face that thing. And you're acknowledging God. You're saying, God, I need help. I need you. I love you, but I kind of need help on this. You just start digging. You're like gold mining for treasure. And this is how you're coming up higher into the realms of God. I know I'm talking to quite a few people out there in our groups who have shared openly with me that sometimes being around a lot of Christians for a long time, a Christian can forget that someone who hasn't been in Christianity very long might not understand a lot of the terminology. And I think we as ministers need to be aware of that and just try to be normal, talk everyday lingo, but yet bring in the Bible and bring in God, for heaven's sakes. You follow what I'm saying? It's sometimes these Christian phrases that you, the person on the other end are like, okay, no, wait, what do you mean go high into the realms of God? I don't even, what is that? How do I do that? So I'm trying to break it down for you. Just acknowledge God. Look to heaven. Look at creation. Come on now. Just look at God. Thank you. It's beautiful today. And I know this couldn't have just happened, that this gorgeous flower is this. You must have made it. And hey, God, I'd love to know you a little more. How do I do that? Follow what I'm doing. See how I'm doing it. I've now climbed into the realms of God. That's what that means, my friend. So hope you're doing that today. Well, we're talking about our message called Determined. This is already Thursday. I want to see you Saturday night. Please come. Please come up to us and say, man, I hear you on the radio, and you know, I needed tonight. I want to come. We want you to be with us. Giving you four areas out of Philippians 3:10 that Paul showed he wanted to be determined about, and I'm applying it to our lives. And I'm out of time, so I'm going to pick it up tomorrow. I promise I'll at least highlight the four areas, and I'll get through the first one. Thank you for joining me on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.